Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point Talk, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9 a.m. Spend the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network on KAYT 88.1.
Hello, everybody, and good Wednesday morning. I lost track of what today is. It's so rainy and wet outside. It's Wednesday, everybody. I'm Carlette Christmas, and that's David Christmas. We are On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. We invite and welcome you, regardless to what part of the country you're in this morning. Well, it is the first day of February. Can you believe it? January is already over and we're beginning a new month. Well, before we get on that note, I want to remind every single person who's driving in this morning, it is wet outside. Sometime pouring, raining, sometime slacking off. But as always, we like to remind you that 9 o'clock is that magic hour, and school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And especially on mornings like this, when it is so wet and so slick and slippery, please make sure on this Wednesday morning that you're giving yourself enough time to slow down for school buses, to slow through those school zones, and make sure that you're watching out for folks who are traveling into school this morning. It's so very important. Remember, again, 9 o'clock is the magic hour. Well, you know, as we kick off February, February is encompassing a lot that we're celebrating this month. And one thing that we're celebrating is Go Red for Women. Yes, we're big proponents of Go Red for Women because more women die from cardiovascular disease or heart disease than from any of the next four causes of death combined, including all forms of cancer. But 80% of cardiac events in women can be prevented if we make the right choices when it comes to our heart, our diet, our exercise, and the thing that we talk about on this show so often, stop smoking. We can make those good decisions that will keep our heart healthy. Our mission is to encourage women to get heart healthy if you're not already. And this Friday is National Wear Red Day. So I am reminding you, today is Wednesday. You've got a couple days to pull it together that Friday is Wear Red Day. So I am asking every single woman within the sound of my voice to go and pull your red out and really, really support Go Red for Women, because it is a cause that affects each and every one of us, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, our friends. So you just consider that. And we're going to remind you up until Friday to wear your red. It's also the love month, Valentine's Day. And I was saying to some sister friends this morning before we started the show, you know, Valentine's Day is a day that we promote for love. But this Valentine's Day, we want to promote self-love. Self-love, especially in women. Because you know what? We're all amorous. We all want to be in love. We all want someone. But you know what? If we don't love ourselves, then really, what does it do us any good? We've got to first love ourselves before we can love anyone else. And you know, the next thing that we're celebrating is Black History Month. So many great achievements and accomplishments. And we're going to talk about all of that. So it is going to be an amazing month. And we invite you to stay tuned and stay with us as we continue this journey. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about something that is critical: domestic violence. It continues to plague our community and our state, and we need to continue to talk about it, and we need to continue to raise awareness. We're going to talk about that plus more when we're back right after this. Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Michael Lockwood.
But many women would say, there's just not a whole lot of men out there. Many women would say that, and that they do kind of want to hang on to what they have because they really do love this guy.
But you know, as my grandmother used to say, you know, and many of us have heard, you know, you can do bad all by yourself. It's not necessary to be with a man that's disrespecting you. And even if he's not disrespecting you, the fact that he won't commit to you in the sense of even marrying you, mm-hmm. Is a form of disrespect because you're giving him everything. Mm. You know, you're sleeping with them. You're doing all these different things, and that is the respect that you do. And when you understand that you're the prize as a woman, he's not the prize. And
right.
So even though a lot of people say that there aren't many men out there, but actually there are, and there's women that are marrying good men every day. But right. You have to handle yourself a little bit differently.
Hello, I am Annie Brown, Director of Turning Point Battered Women's Program, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Lynn Hyde, President of Family Counseling Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are here to serve you. If you're in Bunkie, you can find them on Shirley Road. And if you're around Avoyelles Parish, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. This morning, on this Wednesday morning, February 1st, we're talking about domestic violence. And domestic violence is a pattern of behavior that's used to establish power and control over another person through fear, intimidation, and even threats. Domestic violence can include physical abuse, emotional abuse, economic abuse, and sexual abuse. Well, statistics show that one in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime, and an estimated 3 million women are victims. And you know, as we talk about this subject, it never gets easy. Louisiana is still leading the way, number two in the country for domestic violence, domestic abuse. And so here to talk about what's happening in our community is Lynn Hyde, who's the president of the Board of Directors for Family Counseling, and Annie Brown, who's the director of Turning Point Battered Women's Shelter. And these ladies work diligently to try to help protect, encourage, and enlighten the women that are victims of domestic violence in our community. And we welcome them back to the OPT. Lynn and Annie, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
You know, as I talk about it, I just get choked up. An estimated 1.3 million women are victims. And when we look at that, and we continue to hear about women who are dying, who are still dying even today in our community, it is an issue that we cannot, Annie, we can't stop talking about it.
Domestic violence is an issue that we will always have to not put on the back burner, but put it forward all the time. And we're going to have to do more safety planning when they're ready to leave to exit. We got to do exit strategies with them. We got to keep telling them that, okay, all these resources are out there in the community for you.
And you know, Lynn, we were talking about those resources, and we were talking about every woman that will ultimately listen to this broadcast. Every one of us has a certain lifestyle that we lead, and to leave that, even in the worst situation, is a challenge, believe it or not, for women.
It's very difficult. You know, and they've been kind of battered and beaten down, and even in good times, I mean, it's hard for a woman to leave a marriage and upset her children and things like that. So when they're already beaten down, it's just so much harder to make that decision to get out. And then plus they've usually been isolated, so they don't really have the resources for it, and they just don't have the self-will inside of them. They need help, and that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. And that's why I want us to declare this month a month of self-love, because in order for a woman to get out, she has to muster up enough love for herself and for her, and not even for her kids. We say the kids, but it's got to start with you first. Because until you love yourself, nothing, you can't love anything else or anybody else until you find that place of love and self-esteem within yourself. And that's what so many women that have allowed themselves to become victims of domestic violence struggle with, is self-love.
They haven't. And I mean, I know they realize, but I want them to keep thinking about the pattern they're setting for their children too. Mm-hmm. Whatever's happening to them, they surely do not want their children to grow up to either be a batter or another victim. And it's got to change at some point, and we're here to help them change.
Absolutely. And you know, that's a point that's well taken, Lynn. And Annie, as we look at women, the numbers, the large numbers of women, 1.3 million women that are victims, how do we think that our young girls won't follow this pattern if that's all they see?
You have to keep going to the schools, doing the educational, doing the teen dating violence, and hope that they don't follow that pattern. It is easy to follow that pattern when you feel that you're in a relationship or you're in a family oriented place that you think is okay and is not, and you think is norm and is out of the norm. So you have to go back, and that's the advocacy part of domestic violence, is when you go in and you teach them the self-love about themselves, and you teach them the self-esteem, and you teach them how to reach out and love themselves first, and then they can love from there, and they can move forward in their lives.
Absolutely. And I know that the Turning Point is making some changes, Lynn, but I think that those changes are going to really be positive changes for the community. Let's talk about that.
Yes, definitely. There's been a trend nationwide about not placing women directly in shelters, but doing them in other housing, which there's appropriate cases for both. But that is really helping the women out a lot, because they don't become dependent on the shelter, and they're able to, especially if they have children, just be in an environment with their children and kind of cocoon in there and become self-reliant and learn how to build their lives.
Absolutely. And although, Annie, the shelter is not, it's not where it was in terms of what we had going on, there is still the support and the help for women that are victims, and that women that are going through, you're still there to give them the resources and the support that's always been there.
We're still there offering the same services. We're just not admitting at this time. We're doing the referrals, the resources in the community. We're helping them with the temporary restraining orders, the legal part of it. They can call the number. They will get someone. If they need individual counseling, if they need to be referred to housing maybe, or referred for financial reasons, we have our faith-based organizations out there that help us. Our collaborative partners in the community has been a great asset to us since we have been changing and restructuring our program. And I do want to take the time to thank them as well, because they play a big part in our program. But we're still offering them the same services. We're doing non-residential outreach program. If they call a number, anything that they need, if they need shelter, we're referring them to different shelters, which is our sister shelters in the different areas, because we do have 22 shelters that's in the coalition.
And I think that that's important to note. And when we come back from break, I want to talk about what the signs of domestic violence are. I think we can't talk about that enough, because there are women out there that ultimately are in relationships that don't even realize at this moment that those relationships are abusive. You know, and I want to say to women, you know, we talk about self-love and we talk about doing better, and nobody is blaming Lynn and Annie. We're not blaming those women for their situation, but we know instinctively that knowledge is power. And the more knowledge, the more information that we give women, we hope that we'll empower them to start making that safety plan, and never encourage any woman to leave without a plan, because without a plan, it could be catastrophic. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people: restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans, for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, And we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented. And we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Ryan Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carletta Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network, and this segment is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams making this broadcast possible and giving back to the community that they serve. Also, Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Brian Kubero and Associates, you know, every single day it seems that we see an accident. And this morning, driving in, there was no difference. There was an accident in the traffic circle. And we just want to remind you that if you've been in a car accident and you're just not sure what you should do, phone Brian Kubero and Associates just to find out what your legal rights are. The number to phone is 318-253-0900. And also, after you get that vehicle, after it's wrecked, you can get it fixed at Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, taking care of those dents with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Y'all, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about domestic violence. It's something that should be near and dear to all of our hearts, because you know what? Sometimes there are women that sit alongside of us on the church pews. They're women that we work with. There are sisters, there are our nieces, They are our aunts. They are you and they are me. And, you know, this is a subject that's always hard to talk about. But the more we talk about domestic violence, the more we've got to talk about loving yourself. And I think that that's first where we have to start. But if you're listening this morning and you're a woman that thinks that, even if you think that you're in a domestically violent situation, we want you to really pay close attention to this morning's conversation. And we want to give you the support and the help that you need. And here to talk about that is Lynn Hyde, who's the president of the Board of Directors for Family Counseling, and Annie Brown, who's the director of Turning Point Battered Women's Shelter. And though they are making some changes that are going to be good changes, they are still there. Family Counseling is here in the community, and Turning Point is still here to help to make those transitions. But Annie, I want to turn to those issues that some women really look at and don't look at, and that's what is considered domestic violence.
Domestic violence could be verbal abuse, it could be physical abuse, economic abuse.
Economic abuse means he's withholding the money.
He's holding all the cords to the money. He may have the bank account. The bank account may be set up just in his name. If you go shopping to the store, he may give you a certain amount, just enough to make the purchases that you need to make, so it won't have anything left over. We have to remember that when we're leaving, that is a very dangerous time as well, because we have to safety plan around it. And most women will look at you and say, no, he's not going to do this or he's not going to do that, because they're not aware of certain warning signs that's there, like constantly calling you on the phone or wanting to know your whereabouts, to know where you are, to follow you, to stalk you, and all of these calls, and they're just not aware of it. And some people, once you educate them on certain things, and once they look at the warning signs and the power and control, they be like, yeah, and they start checking the list, and they find out, yes, I am in an abusive relationship.
And I think that that's so critical, because there are women who have been in even verbally abusive relationships for years and have considered that just a way of life and don't really know how to get out or how to change that, Annie. And I think that that's where the problem is that you become a product of what you've lived with and what you know. And how do we begin to change that thinking?
We have came a long ways with domestic violence. Domestic violence used to be, if you see it, you can't make it your business. Now you have people, if they see it, they make it their business, and they report the call. So some still, you have to look at, when you're in a domestic violence situation, you look at the fact about marital. Some of them believe in certain things. You got to look at beliefs.
Right.
You have to look at the fact that, okay, I have five kids.
Right.
And he's the breadwinner. You have to look at all these options, because some ladies may come in and not know how to access FITAP, which is the financial part of relief for ladies that's basically looking for jobs until they can get it to support their family, or food stamps. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised of people that don't know anything about housing. So if we constantly put it out there and we constantly go out and network, or if we leave a small card saying that, okay, you can reach me at this number if you're having these problems.
Right.
Or if you're having some type of problem but you don't know what it is, you can always, it's always someone you can reach out to. And if you don't see the signs, you always have that friend that's beside you that may see it, and they may leave something down, or they may say, well, okay, I know somebody that you can call.
Right. And I think that the most important thing in that is that we get past, as women, the shame of where we are. And we begin to open up, Lynn, and we start to talk about that. Because in that, for most women, we deal in that shame. I don't want anybody to know, especially if you're a person who is a leader in the community, or if you're a person who nobody thinks that this is happening to you.
Well, a lot of the abusers have told the women that nobody cares, and, you know, that they deserve this. They may not say it in those words, but that's what they lead them to believe. And so that the women don't really see themselves as that victim until sometimes somebody else shows them. And one thing I found since I got involved in this is people will come up and start telling you that they were in a situation like that and they got help. A lot of times they never stayed at the shelter, but they called over there and just found out. They got some guidance on what they need to do and learn about it. And there are a lot of people out there that want to help, and they just, they can call the shelter and that will give them a starting place on saying, look, this is what your options are. This is what you can do. And those women out there, I mean, and it's not that we're talking about an uneducated population. I mean, it's everybody. I wouldn't necessarily completely know what should my first step be. What do I need to do? What do I need to look for?
And, you know, I think it's so important to note that this is something that doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care what color you are. It doesn't care how rich or how poor you are. It just is a part of our community, and it's happening. And the more women that we hear about that have become victims and that have, their lives have ended fatally, you know, we're hearing about it every single day. So I hope that people that are listening to this show, that you won't think that you know that man well enough to think that he won't kill you. Because at the end of the day, Annie, nobody knows really, do they?
Nobody knows. And the sad part about it is that they always think that they can de-escalate the matter. And sometimes it comes to the breaking point where if the perpetrator is ready to kill you, they're at that point. That's why we try to tell them to always keep their guards up, always have some type of code to call a friend or family member. We have all your pertinent information ready. Even if you have 911 on speed dial or a family member or a friend on speed dial, please take precautions. Please take precautions when you're exiting a relationship as well.
And tell somebody, confide in somebody, because too many of these cases that we hear about right here in our state, in our community, when you look to the neighbors, when you look to the friends, people will say, I didn't know. I had no idea. Your neighbors, your family, where people say that they don't know that you were in an abusive situation. And we always say that, you know, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. If you need help, if you're going through a situation that you know could be dangerous or you know is unhealthy, reach out and ask for help. And what's the number that people can call, Annie, for help right now?
The number that they can call is 318-445-2022, which is our crisis number. And again, that number is 318-445-2022.
Wow. And, you know, we're going to be giving that number throughout the entire broadcast, because we know that right here in our home state, we are leading the way. We're hearing every single news cycle almost about someone that has been killed or someone that has been hurt by a domestic violence situation. And the only way that we can implement change is that we've got to talk about it. We've got to get a plan in place. But we've got to have those women to talk about it. If you don't open up to someone, we're going to continue to have much of the same. When we come back, we're going to talk about some fundraising efforts and how the community can get involved in helping to be the change that we all want to see in putting an end to domestic violence. We're back after this.
Stay.
Rita's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference, known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Laura Bryan at First Federal Bank, Louisiana, and I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I support Team OPT and its efforts to raise money and awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, and this segment of OPT is sponsored by Aggressive Health Solutions. They specialize in specialty medical equipment. And if you heard our show on yesterday, I hope that if you were listening and you're a woman that has had breast surgery and maybe you have not had your prosthesis or you don't have the correct bras, I hope that you will give Helen Velada and her team at Aggressive Health Solutions the opportunity to serve you, because they are absolutely phenomenal. The number to phone is 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more when you simply dial 318-767-2220. And all of your local channels are also included in that. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of this community with state-of-the-art technology and more information than we can really even hope to hear. I mean, there's always information coming out about health and wellness. All you've got to do is stay locked in. Daryl's Auto Service, they're trusted for more than 35 years of service. You can phone Brother and his team. It doesn't matter if your automobile is domestic or foreign, they're right on point. And the number to phone is 318-443-5741. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about domestic violence. And, you know, during the break, I'm joined by Lynn Hyde, who's also owner of Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. She's the president of the board of directors for family counseling, and Annie Brown, who's the director of Turning Point Battered Women's Shelter. And also, I want to thank Jennifer Tishner, who is also a new board member of the Family Counseling Agency, for setting up this morning's conversation. But it's a conversation that, you know, we've got to keep talking about it. But during the break, we were talking about, as women, how we all love our men, and we have this very, I don't know if it's this very idealistic, you know, television has portrayed what family and what marriage should be, and are we getting so caught up in that that we really can't make a good decision? And we were all saying, you know, when you have a girlfriend that's in this situation, especially, and I don't know if it's just I don't want to say that we're insensitive, but we don't want to know that one of our sister friends is being abused, whether it's physical or verbal. And sometimes as sister friends, we were saying, I don't know, Annie, if we have a whole lot of patience for that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of patience to deal with domestic violence. You have to realize that when you're dealing with domestic violence, it's a very delicate, it's very silent.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not known, and they try to keep it a secret. It's very secretive. And when you do get involved and they do ask you, okay, what is your advice?
Right.
You try to basically give them resources and referrals.
So we shouldn't really give advice then, you think?
We should basically try to give referrals and resources to keep the friendship.
And
if they ask for advice, we may say something along the line as of, okay, how has it been going?
Uh-huh.
Is
we
it
don't
getting to
be
the
judgmental.
Point where, yeah, we don't want them to think that we are being judgmental,
mm-hmm.
because they'll look at us like that. Because I do have friends, mm-hmm. and when they come to me, they was like, I couldn't come to you because you would give me this look. And I try not to give anybody that look. Mm-hmm. I don't know what look they're talking about. But they say, I give this look, like, why you didn't come to me like
right.
sooner? And there are, like I say, referrals and resources if you want to keep your friendship.
But you know what?
You can give that advice that they ask for, but try to keep it at a minimum.
Well, and as I mentioned before, sometimes people have ended up coming up to me now that they know that I'm involved with that. And one of the things I've tried to emphasize to them is, you know, you deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
You think right now you don't, but you deserve better than this.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to put up with this. People do care, and you and your children need a better life.
Right.
And I think emphasizing that and then encouraging them with those
yeah.
referrals and the resources on the steps to take, you know, leaving that part to the professionals. Because we've probably all been involved in that situation where you said, you need to drop that loser, and they agree with you, but then 2 days later they're back with
exactly.
them, and they hate you. I mean, you want to keep that line of communication open with a person.
And that's just real. And I think that women that are listening this morning that know that they've got their sister friends that are out there, that they know they're in domestic situations that are violent, they're saying, how can I help her? Because they have given their best speech. They have loved her, Annie. And they're saying, Annie, how can I help her?
One time my daughter was in a situation where she had a friend and her boyfriend was basically physically abusing her. And what she did was, the books and materials that I had, she would leave it right there on her dresser. And she said, well, why did you leave this book on my dresser?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I thought maybe you wanted to read it. And sometimes we can go and we can encourage them and give them encouraging words. We can build their self-esteem back up, because most of the time it's part of their self-esteem that keeps them in a relationship that mm-hmm. they're in, and a type of environment that they were raised in the type of behaviors that they have been around lead them to certain incidents in their lives.
Right. And I just want, I want my sister friends that are listening this morning to know this. You know, we're sitting here, we're talking about it, and we know, each of us who's not in a situation that's violent at home, whether you're married or it's your significant other, it's easy to be the armchair quarterback when it's not us. But I think that each of us has to find a way to help our sister friend to get, to guide them to the resources to get there. You know, because we were talking about the housewives and how we even saw domestic violence play out in front of all of our eyes on national television. And most of the time when women are in those situations, I think maybe that could be, Lynn, that could be the toughest time for us as friends and family to reach them.
It is hard because a lot of times they don't want to admit what, how bad it really is. They may get a little bit angry if you confront them about it. And you don't want to do that. You want to be there as their friend. And we talked about, I mean, as you just mentioned, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There was criticism of the show for showing it, but I was really glad they put it on the air because
I was
it did
too.
Show the difficult situation and the emotions that she went through, knowing she needed to leave but not wanting to tell people. She'd leave hints about it and then maybe deny it later, but it was apparent to her friends, and it was painful to her friends to watch it because they didn't really, I mean, these are wealthy, educated women. They didn't really know what to do. They didn't know how to handle the situation appropriately.
And that just tells you that, again, it doesn't matter if you have money. It doesn't matter if you don't have money. You know, the victims are anybody. And that's why the conversations are important. And that's why we've got to do better as a community of being our sister's keeper. Because until we step up and learn about the resources and learn about how we can help, we're going to hear about more women, unfortunately, that are victims of murder and suicide, murder-suicide. He killed her and he killed himself. I promise you, when we come back, we're going to talk about the fundraising efforts, and we really want you to open up your heart because this is all of us. We're all in it together. We're going to take a break here, but we're back after this. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. Yo, I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the light screen. My body lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. Yeah. Give me your head up, ooh, child.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, Managing Partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams, serving the community and being a support for all the financial needs of Central Louisiana. We thank them for being proud sponsors of the OPT. Carroll Furniture, 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse, which means there's no waiting, and they even offer layaway. 1819 Memorial Drive is where you'll want to start to shop for your new furnishings, or you can phone 318-448-8090. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa listens, she cares, and she's right on point when it comes to insurance and insurance needs. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. And of course, if you've been in an accident and you need repairs for your vehicle, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, will they remove your doubts? And the number to phone is 318-445-4582. And we know that lots of people are getting tax done. It's tax time. Tonja's Professional Tax Service in Bunkie is where you'll want to stop, 100 Evergreen Street. If you're in Avoyelles Parish, you can phone 318-346-6788. If you're just joining the show, we're talking about domestic violence and the facts. The facts are that 1.3 million women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner every single year. That's the fact. The fact that one in every four women will experience domestic violence in their lifetime. That is a fact. And I'm telling you, we have a real issue right here in Louisiana, but right here in central Louisiana in Alexandria. And one of the things that Turning Point Battered Women's Shelter and the Family Counseling Agency is doing is to really raise resources, Lynn, so that we can continue this fight of helping those women that will call in and say, I need help.
That's true. Running a shelter and a lot of these programs are very expensive. We do have a lot of state funding and contracts with them, but it's on a reimbursement basis where we have to spend the money and then get reimbursed. And one thing we're doing this year in 2012, we're calling it our I Did It campaign, because we want you to be able to feel the satisfaction of helping and learn to be able to say, I did it. I helped a battered woman have a place to go. I helped a batterer attend anger management classes to learn how to have a healthy relationship. I helped a sexual assault victim have someone to call and escort them to the hospital. We want you to be able to say that you did it, that you helped Central Louisiana and your fellow people. One of the first things we're doing this year is on February the 16th, we're going to have a community breakfast to celebrate all that we can do together. It is going to be from 7:30 to 8:15 at Calvary. We're 45 minutes in and out. You can go to work. We will be talking about our programs. It is also a fundraiser. It's free to attend it. We just need for you to make a reservation. You can either host a table of eight if you want to get a group of friends together, mm-hmm. or you can come individually. And you just need to contact Lou Mangle at 445-4743, or you can email her at luoangel@aol.com to make your reservation. We want you there so we can tell you about our programs and see some of our successes. But like we said, it is a fundraiser. You're not obligated to give. We feel like you'll want to, because there are so many vital services that are given by Turning Point Shelter and Family Counseling Agency that we think you'll be inspired to give.
And, you know, we talk about nonprofits all the time, and I've said this many times, and I'm going to say it again. It just simply costs money to run them and to have these resources in our community. And so, again, it's going to be February 16th, and we're asking every single person, whether you know someone that's been in a domestic violence situation, you yourself have been in a domestic violence situation, or you're just a member, a leader, just, you know, you don't even have to be a leader, just somebody that wants to help. And this is what we're saying to people. You know, everybody has different causes that they're just, your heart is full and heavy for. But find something. You know, we don't want to keep sitting down reporting these stories and talking about these stories of women that have died. And let me tell you, we were talking about during the break the fact that this is generational, that we are seeing the next generation of daughters that are entering shelters, daughters that saw their mothers in the very same situation, those same daughters that said, I will never allow this to happen to me, Annie. We're seeing the next generation.
Yes, we are seeing where the children are coming in now at 18 to 25 years old. They're starting to come through the shelters. Their parents came through the shelter first with them, and now they're starting to come through, and it's throughout the shelters that we offer here in Louisiana. They're seeing the same trend. We're trying to help them by doing teen dating violence mm-hmm. within the school to get them more educated on domestic violence. To let them know if your boyfriend is jealous, that's a sign.
Right.
If your boyfriend is calling you 24 hours wanting to know your whereabout, that's a sign. If he's telling you you can't hang with your friends and isolating you, believe me, it's a sign.
Right. And you know what? These are things that we need to continue to talk about in this quote-unquote love month. You know, being Valentine's Day and everybody is celebrating a relationship. And I don't even know, Lynn, if society has not inundated us so much so that our young girls and even our women feel like they need relationships, that they need a man at any cost.
I know it's sad because there are a lot of empowerment things out there with emphasizing, you know, be able to take care of yourself and things like that. But everybody just has that inner need. You don't want to be by yourself. You don't want to be lonely. You want to feel mm-hmm. loved. You want to feel pretty. That's just a natural instinct. But there's ways to go about it. And we're talking about being in those relationships. We help women realize all men are not like that. There's healthy relationships mm-hmm. out there where a man's going to treat you right. He's going to value you for what you have and not talk badly about maybe some traits you do have. It's true, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has their faults. that there are men out there that love you and there's friends. And the same thing is, you'll be okay without a man. You can do it on your own. You just need the resources, and Turning Point is here to help you with that.
Absolutely. And so this is a call this morning for women, women who are hurting. And, you know, I say it on this show all the time. I know that shame is always a factor. It always has been. And hopefully one day it won't be. But if shame is a factor, you can call the shelter anonymously at 445-2022. Or if you're not in the local calling area, you can phone 1-888-411-1333. And Annie, there's going to be somebody on the other end of that phone that's going to love on them, that's going to appreciate their circumstances, and that's going to really be able to talk them through what could be the hardest part or the toughest time of their life.
Yes, there will be someone to do the advocacy part for them, advocating on behalf for them, basically walking them through, walking them hand in hand as for what they need to do, because they really don't know where to start sometime. And when you're in a situation like this, it's like you're in a turnaround, a whirlwind, so you don't know which route to go. If you go to the courthouse, they may say, give you some papers, and you don't understand the papers. So you can always call that number, and someone will be there to assist you.
And, you know, I would say to those women, those strong women, who you have a sister friend or you have a young woman that you're mentoring, that we've got to start mentoring more. And those people that are in those situations that don't know how to get out, look to somebody. Open up your mouth and tell somebody. You know, in all of these situations, almost all of them, Lynn and Annie, and you see it, Annie, all the time, there are children. There are children that are a part of, are an integral part of this relationship, that are seeing this abuse firsthand.
We have to realize that our children are our future, and we have to protect them in every way so that they can actually move forward in a positive way, so that they won't get caught up in being in a negative environment or being in an environment and they thinking that is okay and it's really not okay, and that it's okay to get out of that abusive relationship.
It is okay. And I really, really, really want you to echo again about the fundraiser, Lynn. And we want to encourage people to open up their hearts, but more importantly, open up their pocketbooks and give. I mean, you just, it takes money. Let's just be real. We need people to give money. The center is undergoing renovations. There is a lot of work to do. And let me tell you, raising money, we understand firsthand just how tough it is. But I am asking, we are asking the community at large. We're asking faith-based groups. We're asking people who have loved ones. You know, it may not be your loved one this time. It may not be your loved one this time, but we never know who it's going to affect. We're asking you to come out on February the 16th and give. Come out, get information, show up, and give.
That's right. The event is free, but we do need for you to make a reservation so we know how many people to expect. And you can do that by calling 445-4743. Every dollar you give, it helps us put an advocate out there to do education. It helps us have those resources in there for to be able to have the phone lines running for the people to make these calls to find out what to do, to have the legal work done for them. It all takes money. It's very expensive. And also then the education classes for the anger management. I mean, that's the other thing. We can get these women away, but we have to educate the batterers about how to have a healthy relationship.
Absolutely. And give the number one more time, Lynn.
To make reservations, it is 445-4743.
And what time?
The event is February the 16th from 7:30 to 8:15 a.m.
So most people will have time to get there even before they go to work. And let me just say kudos to Lynn Hyde and to Annie Brown and to all of the people. Let me tell you, these ladies are working even most times without getting paid. They're working almost 24 hours a day. They're available. They're making themselves available for these women who need their help. And so we're asking you for your help. Help us to get whole as a community.
help us to help women to begin to love themselves. The way that we do that is that we attend these fundraisers. And if you can't attend, you can send a check. And who does that check need to be made payable to, Lynn?
It can be made payable to Family Counseling Agency or Turning Point Shelter. If you can't attend the event, you can go by our headquarters at 1605 Murray Street or mail it there, and the money, I promise you, will be effectively used.
Absolutely. The money is going to be effectively used, and I promise you that whatever you give, it will be a help. It will be a help in helping another sister to be safe and to be whole. We can't afford to hear about another woman dying, leaving children behind, leaving the next generation that is going to be predicated on the preceding generation of a mother that has been involved in domestic violence. Y'all, it starts with us. We ask you every single day, be the change. Be the change. Start by attending this fundraiser February the 16th. For more information, here's the number to call.
It is 445. Let me get back up to my screen.
445-4743. Again, 445-4743. We expect that it's going to be a great turnout. Lynn and Annie, thank you for all that you guys do. I know that you have had some challenging times, but I'm going to tell you, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There are going to be people that are going to step up and that are going to help to fight this fight.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on Point Talk. Again, the number for the fundraiser is 318-445-4743. It's February 16th, starting at 7:30. We need you guys to turn out, show up, and show out big for this fundraiser. We're going to break here, but we're back after this.
You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever you'll give faith a fighting chance, and when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do.
Time is a real and constant mission. Always holding up so long.
I hope
tell
you
me
dance.
Who wants to look back on their years and wonder where those years have gone.
Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities.
techniques that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams, an equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Dr. Lawrence Menacci, a radiation oncologist at St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Gary Jones with the Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And here's the number you can phone for more information, 888-215-2373, extension 1560. Tobacco-free living. It's so clear now that everybody can breathe clean air at work, and Alexandria is leading the way. Kudos to tobacco-free living. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, One Heartbeat at a Time. For more information about screenings or any health issues dealing with cardiovascular, the number to phone is 318-442-0106. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And of course, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain is the CEO of Sylvia's, and the number that you can phone for more information is 318-346-2540 if you're in Bunkie, and if you're in Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. And of course, Be Unique Hair Salon, that's Nora Clayton. If you're looking for a great stylist, healthy hair, great styles, then you can phone Nora Clayton for an appointment at 318-442-7204. Well, this morning, it's been about domestic violence. And this morning when I woke up in my quiet prayer time this morning, this is what I got for the month of February. You know, everybody celebrates Valentine's Day and talks about, you know, what they're doing for Valentine's Day and how they're going to celebrate Valentine's Day. Well, I decided to help to perpetuate something different for the Love Month, and that is Love Yourself Month. Love yourself. And so many of us have such low self-esteem, and that's why we're still having to talk about domestic violence, because women in those situations have not found a way to love themselves. And you know, we've been talking about it really for the last few weeks, self-love and what it is and what it means. And I think for everybody, it means something very different. And I hope this morning, as you're driving in or you're streaming in via the website, I hope that you will ponder this morning what self-love means to you and for you. And if you've never thought about it, I hope that this month you'll think about it in a way that's very different. And You know, it starts for me with fulfillment, being fulfilled and being happy right where you are. And if you're not fulfilled right where you are, then we start to look externally. We start to look outside of ourselves for love from other people, from other entities, from other things. And it has to start with you. And if you've been a person that has been beaten and broken and battered, I hope that you will take this morning and you will find what is good about yourself. You're good just because you're fearfully and wonderfully made by our Creator. You're good just because you are. Even if you can't find any one good thing, you're good because God created you. And then when you get past everything that has been spoken into you about who you're not, I hope that you will begin to say who you are. And you'll begin to say what God and the universe says about you, that you are good and that you deserve good and that you deserve the best. And if you're a sister friend who is strong and who has another sister friend that is struggling in a relationship that is challenged, I hope that you will stand strong and that you'll love her and that you'll begin to speak good into her life and you'll begin to encourage her. You know, when we do these shows, every single time we do and we walk away from a show that we're talking about women being hurt and being broken, I never feel like we've said enough. I never feel like we've done enough. And so that leaves my heart heavy. But the thought that I want to leave you with this morning is love yourself. If you've not done that, if you've not been the author of self-love, I hope that it will become your mantra today. I hope that you'll make this day, February 1st, a new day for yourself. And even if you don't believe it, you'll start to speak to yourself. You know, the scripture said that David had to encourage himself. Well, maybe you need to be your own David today and you need to encourage yourself. And I hope that you'll start this morning by just softly saying, I love me. And before I can take care of anyone else, you heard it again yesterday, put the oxygen mask on yourself. Before we can help anyone, before we can love anyone, it's got to start with self. And that's really a thought that I hope that will carry you not only through today, but through every single day, that you'll remind yourself of self-love. We want to thank you guys so much for always spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on Point Talk, the official OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself today. It's not just a catchphrase. It is so true. Love yourself today. Because God loves you. And others love you. Love yourself. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a safe Wednesday and a great Wednesday. And we'll see you right back here on Thursday. We're out of time for now. But we'll see you tomorrow. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.